Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Good morning, good morning. Paul Douglas with you. It's Friday, a badly needed Friday. Just trying to keep up with the tsunami of updates overnight. It's, a lot of focus on Omicron. Politically, President Biden's Build Back Better bill, the $1.75 trillion bill being held up by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. That saga continues. Joining us from Face the Nation, as she always does, Margaret Brennan. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for joining us. What's the latest, and what, if any, leverage does the president have with Joe Manchin?
The two Joes here in Washington are really just stuck. We heard from the White House late last night that President Biden will have to continue negotiating in the next weeks ahead, which is a polite way of saying he's not going to make the Christmas deadline that Senate Democrats had hoped for in order to pass this $1.7 trillion plan. They also learned that the immigration provisions that had been tucked into it over in the House will be stripped out. The Senate parliamentarian says those can't go through. So there are some blows here, and we know that Senator Manchin will have to make clear what his latest objections are. To date, it has been his accusation that some of the methods in this bill to pay for these social programs, he says, aren't fully transparent in terms of long-term costs, only short-term bills sort of accounted for here. For President Biden, this is a blow because it is his crown legislative achievement for his first year in office and something he says is really essential to rebuilding the economy.
Margaret, pivoting to Omicron and what's happening right now, we still don't know what we don't know, but a lot of health experts are very concerned about this much more contagious strain of COVID-19. No evidence, at least yet, that it's producing more severe symptoms, but, you know, hospitals are already stressed at the breaking point. The notion of more people getting sick, even if it's with a milder disease, is ominous. New York City, an Omicron surge. Apparently, positivity case rates have doubled in 3 days. One New York City health advisor said they haven't seen that before. With COVID-19, with this pandemic. What are you hearing? I know you've got former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb on your show coming up this weekend, right?
We do, and we do expect the White House to also put forward its advisors to brief the public today on the latest that we know of. You put your finger right on it, which is if you are vaccinated and boosted, you will be prevented from hospitalization, most likely in the severe implications. But if you're living in the Northeast right now and you try to go get an ICU bed, for example, if you have a heart attack, if you go into delivery and you're pregnant, if you get into a car accident, it is bad news for you in terms of short staffing, in terms of bed space, in terms of availability within hospitals, because they are currently battling a Delta wave. The majority of those that who are hospitalized right now are unvaccinated. And the point is, this is a pile up in our healthcare system, and it can get to a breaking point. That is what has so many concerns. That is what Dr. Gottlieb has been warning about. And for Omicron, what we're hearing is that, as you described it, it is that much more transmissible, which is why New York State, for example, is saying put your mask back on, and they are requiring it indoors, even at places that you know, don't require vaccination to come in the first place. So this is a warning as we prepare to gather over the holidays. We knew winter was going to be tough. Respiratory viruses always peak. Take your measures and protect yourself.
Margaret, one quick question regarding Ukraine and Russia, and what, if anything, we can do at this point to prevent an invasion of Ukraine. What's the latest? Are you addressing that on your show coming up this weekend on Sunday?
Well, we will be keeping an eye on it, certainly, particularly going into the beginning of January. You know, U.S. intelligence projections had laid out some scenarios where the Russian troops might wait until the ground is fully frozen in the depths of the winter before actually launching an incursion. But there are other scenarios where cyber attacks, unconventional warfare could be used. So it's a hot spot that we're all watching. I know that the president's top national security advisor yesterday was speaking to some of the countries within the eastern flank of Europe that the United States has a commitment to and has promised to send more NATO forces to build up a sort of a wall of defense against Russia if it does go ahead into Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So this is something we will be watching over the coming weeks.
Host of Face the Nation on CBS, Margaret Brennan. Appreciate the update. Be safe out there. Now, it's time for business news from Bloomberg.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.